Good afternoon, everyone, and good night of Shabbos. Initially, I was going to discuss some of the Hilchos Shabbos this coming week of davening by yourself, the Yechidus, but we had sent out a message, so I'm going to just discuss some words of Chizuk. And I'll share with you a story that happened last night in my house. We put our kids to sleep, and our little Yisrael Meir, who's around 7, he came down, and he said he couldn't fall asleep. We let him read a book on the couch and put it back up to go to sleep, and he came down yet again. And this happened multiple times, he just couldn't sleep. Finally, we asked him what was bothering him, and he told us that he was scared that the sound of the shofar that's going to blast when Mashiach comes is going to wake him up in the middle of the night. Now, why he thinks that? Because there was a video going around how the Kinneret was overflowing with water and hasn't happened in some time. And someone had told me recently, a few days ago, that they anticipated this happening, and one of the tzaddikim had predicted that the next time the Kinneret will overflow will be when the times of Mashiach. So, well, you and I listen to that, and we say, we hope so. It'll be really nice, very cute, can't predict it. Our young children, innocent children, really believe it. And my Yisrael Meir really believes that Mashiach is coming. He thought that the loud blast of the shofar blowing was going to wake him up that Mashiach has arrived. So we're up at night concerned with our health, the health of our parents and grandparents, our family, our friends and neighbors, and the world. We can't sleep at night because we're concerned with the markets, we're concerned with our jobs, we're concerned with paying bills, buying food for our children. And these are all very good reasons to be up at night. I'm up at night also worrying about the same things you were worrying about. But are we also worried about, or are we excited about, the possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Mashiach? Do we really believe that's going to happen? We hope that this incredible virus that's going throughout the world is a sign that we should be doing the right thing. We should be davening with Kavana, we should be learning more and doing chesed, and being nice to each other. We really believe that Mashiach is right outside the door. Someone today, I keep getting these messages, and I love them, keep them coming. They're inspiring to me, they're inspiring to others. Someone showed me a Tosefta at the very end, the Masechet Tainus, that said, in the Yemos of Mashiach, the times of Mashiach, the world is going to be plagued with a Mabul of Dever. It's going to be a mabul of Deborah the Med, the Tosefta says, a flood of a virus that's going to impact the entire world, and we are seeing that right now. I really hope that means Mashiach is on the doorstep. Every generation zocha to that possibility of Mashiach coming. We have to earn it. We have to want it. And it's hard when everything around us is just crumbling. And in Parshas Vayakel, we're told that when the Nesiim brought the Avnei Shom, they brought the Avnei Belum, they brought the various stones for the Ephod and the Choshen. The Pasuk says the word Nesiim was missing the Yud. And Rashi famously tells us because they were lacking in their ability to give Zrizis, to have Zrizis. They said, we'll wait till everyone brings things and we'll fill the rest. So they're missing the letter Yud because there was some Chisaron in there, the Midah of Zrizis. They weren't jumping up, they weren't excited, they weren't ambitious. And the Chiddush Rim says, why dafka the Yud? Why was it the Yud that was missing from the name Nesiim, from the word Nesiim? And he says, because the essence of a Yid, the Yud of a Yid, is the Midah of Zrizis. The Midah of Zrizis that we inherited from Avram Avinu by Ashkem Avram Bamokir. What makes us different than the rest of the world is because we are Amel in fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch. We are Zaris in fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the essence of a Yud is, the essence of a Yid. Yes, these times are very hard for all of us. But we have to wake up and have that Zrizis. It's Parshas Chodesh. Parsha Chodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. The very first mitzvah we are given in all of Torah. To tell us that every single Rosh Chodesh points out the Chiddush Arim is there's a koach that's a muster b'yadeinu. There's a certain potential and strength handed over to us. It's all HaKol Nimsa Birshuseinu. We have that license to change of its Chadshus. We have the zerizus, the ability, the strength, passion, and ambition. The Eli Yadonu, had we known Mahu, what exactly that ability is. Mashiach v'yadeinu la'asas, the ability to accomplish. Lo ha'yudu mevatlin ha'atilu rega, we wouldn't even waste a second. So on any Rosh Chodesh, and particularly on Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh of all the Chodashim, it's the month where we're given HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the very first mitzvah of Hitzchashas. This is a reminder to us that we have the ability to change. We have the ability to change from the atmosphere, from the environment we find ourselves in. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring about such a tzarah to the world, he could just turn everything around in that same speed. And we could change everything around with the flip of a switch. The Beis Avraham points out that you know why HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem, that mitzvah was given to us, Daika, Dafkin, Mitzrayim? Why it was given specifically to us in Mitzrayim? The first mitzvah Mitzrayim to teach us that even when you are in the dump, the filth and tumult like Mitzrayim, a Yid has the ability to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even when a person is struggling and with their anxiety, with a fear of death and illness and parnasa, I'm not belittling it. I have the same concerns and fears that you do. And I keep reminding myself that it's going to be okay, there's going to be an end to this. An end that's going to be positive.
Please,
I hope it's
press
going to
1 to mute or unmute yourself. 2 to lock or unlock the conference. 3 to eject the last user. 4 or 6 to decrease or increase the conference volume. 5 to extend the
So the idea is that even when you're a place like Mitzrayim, full of the turmoil, and full of the hype, and full of the fear, the scare, and the anxiety, we have a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem to tell us that we can still change. It's opportunity for Tzadchus, because we have that Zerizus. The Melech Biderman quotes from the Tzadikim when it says, "V'lo sakim l'cha matzeva asher tzaneh Hashem alkecha." Don't make a matzeva. Don't make a stone on which to serve an idol, to serve an avodah zarah. What the tzaddikim explaining that means is a person shouldn't be a matzeva. Don't be idle. Don't be a statue and just sit there in the misery. Get up and move. Get up and do something. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. These are tough times for people. Families are going to be losing jobs and money is going to be very tough. And we're going to be here as a shul, as a community to help each other out, as a world to help each other out. But we have to build the strength. We have to build the emunah bitachon of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, that we could change. We could change our perspective. Instead of having to check the news and check our phone every 30 seconds for the next update on this COVID-19, on the next move in the market, how it's falling apart, sit down. Put your phone away and learn for a half an hour. Just live in that world, the noach teva, the isolation. We're here in isolation to remove the world and just connect to it because there's Baruch Hu, sit and learn. Sit and say, Kapitel Tehillim. Sit down with your children and spend some time with them. Sit down with your wife, with your husband. Tell them how much you love them. Tell your parents how much you love them. Tell your children how much you love them. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you love him. These are scary times. We don't know what's going to be. But we can do the best we can of its conscious, of ourselves, of our family, of our community. That the essence of a year is the youth. There's readers, the ability to just jump up and turn over a new leaf each morning and say, I could do this. I could be better. I could work on my midos, my derech, my Torah, and my learning, and my davening. And hopefully everything else will come together with the parnasa and with the health. One last piece. That we know that there are two simanim that make a fish kosher. The snapti v'kaskesas, the fins and the scales, these are the simanit tara of the fish. Because these are the attributes that help a fish go upstream. to swim against the current. And there's no simin tahor gadol mizu. The Gemara says that a fish that can't swim upstream, it can't fight against the current, is a fish that da'at tameh. We know that a dog represents the tzaddik, and each one of us are tzaddikim. We have the tzaddik within us, the yid within us, the yud within us. We have this shimani tara of a kosher fish, which means we have the ability to fight upstream, to climb upstream, to swim upstream. And against the current of that Tosefta that says there's a mabul of desert that we're going through, there's a flood that we're going through. If we use the shimani tara of the tzaddik, the katkezes, the fins and the scales, the Torah, the Tzilah, the Midos, the Eret, the Chesed, we're able to swim upstream. And maybe we'll be up at night not only to be scared of the Parnassah, the market, and health, and the healthcare system in the hospital, which are all good reasons to be up for at night. But maybe we'll wake up hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sound that shofar with the arrival of the Mashiach. And my children, what they want to do this afternoon, they want to pack their bags because they really think Mashiach is coming. And when the Gemara says in Sota that the children are going to have chutzpah, yala chutzpah against the Gedolim, perhaps that's what it means. That they're going to have greater chutzpah to tell their parents that we should also believe and start packing your bags. We all think that's what the Chavetz Chaim did because he was a great tzaddik, but that's, come on, we're not really holding that place. Maybe we're not. But my children want to pack bags, and I bet your children also want to pack bags because they believe Mashiach is coming. They really believe it. We've been jaded because so many years he hasn't come, and we know history has faced so many challenges and he hasn't come. But maybe the chutzpah of the children is that they believe Mashiach will come, and that will bring about the Mashiach. The Gemara says Mashiach doesn't come on Erev Shabbat because we're busy preparing. He doesn't want to scare the Hachanas of Shabbat. It doesn't come in Shabbos either. But we should go into the Shabbos thinking that this is a special time of isolation with us and our children. I spent last Shabbos home alone with the family, and it was the most special Shabbos in my entire life. Perhaps second to the first Shabbos I spent with my wife without asking the Shabbat Baruch, which is me and her. And I hope everyone is able to cherish this coming Shabbos as an intimate time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an intimate time with your family. And we should all keep Shabbos with the utmost kavod, the utmost oneg, the utmost shmira. And we should hear the news of the arrival of Mashiach the moment Shabbos ends. We should hear that shofar. We should be zocha to the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, Kimheir of Yameinu. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.